out and vote, y'all.
It's the last one.
Yeah, it's your civic duty.
In fact, vote twice just to make sure it counts. But we know what we're supposed to do on the voting front, right? We also know what to expect when it comes to tonight and the coverage. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, the writing staff there at the home office in Granbury, Texas, has provided what is in my right hand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is your Tuesday morning at Top 10, the Top 10 Signs that you are currently watching bad election coverage. Top 10 signs. So think of this tonight, because you may be watching bad election coverage.
Number 10.
Indeed, like number 10. The reporters they sent out to cover the latest from the polls only bring back stories involving Poland or gentlemen's establishments. See, that's not
number nine.
Wrong poll there. Number nine sign you're watching a bad news election coverage. Instead of local election updates that they scroll on the bottom of your screen, instead they display a disclaimer that says, quote, viewer discretion advised, voting results may vary.
Number eight.
Well, at least they're honest. Number eight, the news anchors advise the public to maybe wait for the rush of election day to die down a little bit and vote when it's not so busy, like sometime around Thursday or so.
Number seven.
They'll still be counting by Thursday.
Right?
Number seven.
Why not? Number seven, because of budget layoffs and another big round yesterday in the media. Budget layoffs. NBC is just going to show reruns tonight of the Reagan-Mondale election. Yeah, they had really great numbers back then.
Number six.
Might put you to sleep.
Number six, the pundits decide their expert prediction by throwing both candidates into a bucket and seeing which one actually floats. And that's something that we're okay with, actually, quite honestly.
I like that.
Not scientific, but will it float every Thursday morning straight up at 8 a.m. here?
Number five.
Thank you. Number five sign you're watching a bad election coverage. After each state gets called, Stephanopoulos tattoos a part of his body either red or blue.
Number four.
I actually kind of like that one.
Number four.
Watch that then. Number four, you know, honestly, I know the president is a big deal, but we need to focus on the dream job that's at stake. And that is who's becoming railroad commissioner. That's right. Because that sounds still like the coolest job ever.
You're not the engineer.
Yes, you are. You get to wear a hat and you get to play with Lionel trains all day. It's like Christmas. Job I want to get elected to.
Number three
sign that you're watching horrible election coverage. Dale Hansen comes on and claims, I haven't trusted the Electoral College since they got rid of their football program.
Number two.
That's a different kind of college there, Dale.
Number two.
I didn't actually see that.
But no joke, right? Number two, because of COVID fears, Wolf Blitzer refuses to touch the CNN touchscreen big board to update any poll results. And to be honest, we don't know where that's been. Don Lemon, ladies and gentlemen.
Number one.
And then finally, number one sign you're watching terrible election coverage, possibly tonight on TV. Their only exit polling question is, so, did y'all have trouble finding the exit? Hey, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, our Tuesday morning top 10. Don't forget to vote,
kids. Get out and vote, y'all.
That's what I'm saying.
It's KB and Marley, Hank FM.